Okay, well, let's go up to that sign. Media, so that's smack in the middle. We were describing, trying to understand the relationship between Yisuim and Kedushin, and we offered two possible models. One is that we have over here a kinyan that comes in two parts. We have a partial kinyan, that's Kedushin, that creates Eishin, and then we have a full kinyan, that's Nisuin, and that creates the Midrabon on the Heter Leba'ala, and Midaraisa, Yerusha, Haparas Nadarim, Tuma, Onen, etc. That's one model that we call Tosis's model. That's Tosis and Kedushin, the Hayim Adais, that the Nafkamina, or that approach is that just as Kedushin requires Da'as, so also Nisuin requires Da'as. And we saw that she's also Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Hagos Maimonides. By the woman who was married by her father, the girl was married by her father, and the father passed away, and what do we do with her now in terms of Nisuin? The second model that we offered was a different model of creating a Chalal Shem, where the Chalal Shem is created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Actions are going through, someone does something, and then automatically, because of the actions that were going through, one has a status of, when a status is created. Like, for example, Zona. Zona is, you know, we have a married woman who betrays her husband, so it's not as though we have over here a din of das. We have over here that at the moment that she does an act of a certain nature, while she's an Eishes Ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes her into a Zona. So when we have an Isha who is Mekudeshet, who is under the Chuppah, who is brought into the Beis Ba'ala, however we're going to define Chuppah, automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the full Yishud, the status of Yisuah. Nafkamina, again, is Das. We require Das. The model that we gave was Chalitza and Yibum, where over there we saw that theoretically Acheresh and Katan certainly could fall into the parasha of Yibum and Chalitza without thinking to Zeres HaKasas. And we pointed out in Tosfos that you don't require Das, you require Kavana. That in order to be able to, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the Halos, if we have an act that is done with a certain kavana, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the halos. But there's no need for das. And that shita we saw in Rabbeinu Tam. That was Rabbeinu Tam in the Hagdolah Shmaimani. And we pointed out that, you know, the Chorah, it's a very big nafkamina, so whether you require das or not. If we have these two models, so then another nafkamina we pointed out would be Eidei Kiyum. That Gita and the Kedushin, which are Dinim within Kinyanim, require Eidei Kiyum. This man-made Chalot requires Eidei Kiyum. Masha'en Kein, Chalitza and Yibum, the Kedushit of the Rambam, don't require Eidei Kiyum because they come about Menela. So Yitachen Hu Hadin, that there's no need for Eidei Kiyum for Nisun, that the Chasa doesn't have to be Yachid, Eidei Yichud, as is our Minhag. Okay, that's what we discussed. Then we pointed out that Lechorah is also a third and a fourth nafkamina working off of the sugya later on Daf Ayin Dalet. Far in Daf Ayin Dalet deals with a situation of chalitza and points out that there is no meaning to the concept of tnai within the world of chalitza. Amar Rav Yochanan Kol She'omer Lo Chalot La Al Manat Shetiten La Matayim Zuz Kevon Go Oved Maisa. That the moment the chalitza takes place, she's automatically chalutza, even if the tanai was not mekuya. Aye, what happened to the world of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven? So the Gemara gives a rule that when you have something which is efshar kiyumei ayadei shliach, then we have the din of tanai. When you have that which is efshar kiyumei ayadei shliach, we don't have a din of tanai. Namely, we can only learn out tonight that which is similar to Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. So given the Kedushin that you can make a Shliach to be Mekadesh and to be Megaresh, you can also make it tonight. Harei Mekudesh and Shliach, Amanash, it's Yidu Matayim Zuz. However, within the world of Chalitza, that cannot be done via a Shliach, it's a Mitzvah Shebegufa. So there is also no Din of tonight. So Tosfos is bothered. That's the most arbitrary condition we ever heard of. I mean, it happens, it's true, that by the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the Nachla was able to be given via a Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu made Yehoshua his Shliach to the Mantul Nachava. But what does it have to do with Sinai? The fact that this has happened to be the scenario, are you going to say it's only a din of Sinai in Karka? Because when they go to Bnei Reuben, we're dealing with Karaka. Or maybe you say, only Karaka Eretz Yisrael is in us tonight, not in Boca Raton. Where do you draw the line in terms of what's similar to Bnei God and Bnei Reuben? Maybe only in the 6th century before, you know, it's after the creation of the world, only then there's a Din of Sinai, not otherwise. I mean, like, what conditions that happens to have been present at the time of Bnei Reuven are relevant? That's Tosfos' question. So what does Tosfos answer, Binyamin? You need a condition that makes sense. And Shlichus is a litmus test. Shlichus tells us that this is the Yadu. If I can give someone power of attorney, it means I'm the Balabas. And therefore, in order to make it tonight, I have to be a Balabas. If I can't give someone power of attorney, I'm not the Balabas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabas. So therefore, that which I can make a Shliach for, it means I'm the Balabayit. If I'm the Balabayit, I can also make it tonight. If I can't make a shliach, means it's really not in my hands, it's not in my hands to make it tonight. That makes a lot of sense. So this fits very, very beautifully into our two models. Gitin the kedushin, that's the model of kinyan, that requires da'as, eidim u'kiyum hadavar, it's a man-made chalos. So there, we can have both shlichus and tonight. Ma'ashayin can the world of chalitza, going through motions and a kodesh baruch who makes the chalos, no need for edikiyum, no need for da'at. It's not shayach in the world of tnai. It's not shayach in the world of shlichus. Everything fits in very nicely. So now, our question is, how do we view nisuin? Is nisuin working off of yitin the kedushin? Is the second stage of kinyan? Or is nisuin more similar to chalitza? Again, with the nafkaminas of shlichus and tnai. So in terms of the nafkamina of tnai, that's brought in by the Orach Sameach. Orach Sameach has a question, can I make Yisuim al Tanai? Can I tell a woman, okay, I was Makadish you a year ago, now we want to get married? Mevakasha, I'll be happy to marry you if you'll bring $1,000 into our partnership or whatever. Is that a meaningful Tanai? The woman says, fine, and they go on to the chuppah, and then she reneges, are they married? Is this similar to Chalitza, or is it more similar to Gitin in the Kedushin? That's our Nafkamina. And who had it in terms of shlichus? So I gave the example of shlichus we found. I sent you to a dogo merivava. What's the context of a dogo merivava? We'll see later on in Tzuvos a problem. What happens when avelus and shivas yemei mishta of kedushin coincide? What is pushed off in place of what? Do we push off the avelus and continue Shivas Yemei Mishta, or do we postpone Shivas Yemei Mishta and get into the Avelus? So it really depends what began, right? Did we really begin the Shivas Yemei Mishta? So the Taz says, Taz in Siman Shin Mem Beis, that Masha Machasim Rosh Hakala B'Shacharis Mikri Chupa, we call the Badekin. The Badekin, by the time of the Taz, was done the morning of the wedding. If we view that as chuppah, then in Ira Avelus, the Chasim Blakala, Achar Shekisi Rosh Hakala, then they're already into the Shivas Yemei Mishta. Even though there wasn't yet the formal ceremony and the wedding feast, etc., the chuppah already has begun. Badekin is a form of chuppah. We pointed this out, that what we call chuppah is unclear. The Rambam speaks about Yichud, there are those who speak about the canopy, there are those who speak of the Badekin. If we view the Badekin as a form of chuppah, then that would have relevance to the world of Avelus. Comes along the Bagam Rav and says, that depends upon the culture. That when the Chasson does Badekin, that's one thing. Maybe you can call that chuppah. However, in Hungary, Kanere, or in Budapest, or Dogam Ravava in Presburg, wherever, Dogam Ravava is from Prague. Right? In Prague, however, the minhag was that who did the Badekin? Who was the one who put the veil over the head? Someone from the Kalas side. They were Machabed, her great uncle, or they were Machabed, the rabbi. They were Machabed from their side. It's nothing to do with the Chasam. You can't call that Chuppah. So he offers an Eitzah. If the Chasam were to make an individual a Shliach, then we could call it a chuppah. Notice that work or not? That's totally on our chakira. If nisuin is similar to chalitza, then it's not shayach to have shlichus. If nisuin is more similar to gittin the kedushin, if it's a second stage of kinyan, then you could have shlichus. So that dogma of Rav who says that shlichus would work That's one side of the equation. That's Tosis' side of the equation. That Chuf is similar to Gittin v'Kedushin. Right? It's also Shlichus. And if we take the side of the equation of Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no need of Da'as, Edekiyum, etc. in Chufa, Pashis is also no din of Tanai and no din of Shlichus. Rav Shechter brings in one of his articles in the Beis Yitzchak that the Rav was machted many times when the Chassan comes to the Badekin. The Kala is all made up, and she has many times also a hairpiece on, etc. And if the Chassan has two left hands and he begins to do the Badekin, he can ruin the whole, you know, the whole effect. So many times the Kala's mother tries to help the Chassan. Like the Chassan would just sort of put up saying, the Kala's mother will say, I'll help you, this and that. So the Rav used to tell the Kala's mother, stay out of it. In other words, if you get involved, you can be messing up the Badekin. Because even if the Chassan were to flee here, he's Shliach. Who says he can make you a Shliach? And if you're not a Shliach, then Bechlal, what are you doing the Chuppah for? Chuppah can only be done by the Chassan. So if we're going to be Machmir and view Badekin as an option of Chuppah, it should be done by the Chassan and by the Chassan alone. Without any help. Yes?
So isn't the stopping force now? The Shemon will say definitely should be a force.
I understood. Yesher lasa sachufi bolti achasan oshluchav. Shim achasan haymachaved l'harav l'chasa soshakala efshar d'shulchus adam kamosa. No, he uses the phrase efshar. Right, so this is the suffix that he had. Halacha l'maisa, we pull in both directions. On one hand, we're machmir that maybe chupa requires gas, and therefore requires Eidei Kiyum, and we have the Chassan, the appoint Eidim that will be Eidei Chuppah, and they should see the Badekin, and they should see the Chuppah, and they should be at the Chedr Yichud, etc. And on the other hand, maybe it's not Shayach for Shlichus, and therefore the Chassan should do everything by himself, and wants to pull it on both ends because of this Sakira. Just one word in terms of the Chat and Sugi over there on the Fayin Dalet, the Rabbi Kiveger in the Drush Lachidush in Ksuvus is quite extensive. Rabbi Kiveger raises you generally very, very fine questions. We usually only have on the side of the Gemara, the Gimna Shas, like a little preview of Rabbi Kiveger. But in Drush Lachidush, you can see all of his questions. So he asks a question to Gemara. It says the Kitzin v'Kiddushin is shayach to the world of Tanai and Shlichus as opposed to Chalitza. But one of the forms of Kitzin v'Kiddushin is Bia. Bia is a form of Kiddushin. And Bia is not possible via Shlichus. So the Gemara was bothered by that. So what does the Gemara say? I mean, how can you say that you require Shlichus to have Tanai? One of the forms of Kiddushin is Bia. And Bia is not shayach to Shlichus. So the Gemara says, Ishkus havayos ahadavi. That since we have a hekesh that brings together all of the forms of kedushin, therefore, you know, it's even though bia per se is not shayach to shlichus, the whole that it comes under the category of shlichus. So Kiviger asks, if we have already an acceptance of the rule, why should bia be the exception, not chalitza? Maybe bia is like a binyanav that we see from bia that even from the hekesh, from the fact that bia is brought into the world of Kedushin, even though it's not shayach in the world of Shlichus, the Chol is not shayach in the world of Tanai, so who are the Chalitza, even if it's not shayach in the world of Kedushin, in the world of Shlichus, should be shayach in the world of Tanai? This should be Kiviger's question. But the way that you are in the sugya, I think you're correct. It's not a question of Bia or Chalitza in terms of practically whether the shayach in the world of Tanai. We have over here these two models. Bia is the model of Kinya. Chalitza is the model of Memela. That's a difference between them. Bia happens to be within the world of Kinyan, a situation where it has to be done to Gufo. But basically, that which qualifies it as being shayach to the world of Shlichus is that man is the Balabas. It's part of the world of Kinyan, as opposed to Chalitza, where man is not the Balabas. The difference between Bia and Chalitza is not the technicality as to whether you can have Bia or not, but rather, again, what it shows. And so in Bia, it happens to be an exception. It happens to be within the world of Kinyan, and just technically it's not shayach to Shlichus. Mashenk and Chalitza, that's a different world. That's a world of Memela, and a world of Memela, there, It's not technically a problem of shlichus, but conceptually, shlichus is not shayach, not the bava bas. You can't give power of attorney for that which is not your act. So also, you can't touch tonight. Okay? Finished? You can begin? Okay. That was the introduction. Yes? No, what we're saying is that when you have, or is it the topic that was dealt with over there was Nachalas Haaretz. Nachalas Haaretz was mutneh. That was conditioned on the battle. So the question is, so the one says, Nachalas Haaretz. Nachalas Haaretz is like Gittin, it's like Kedushin, it's like Mitzvah. Nachalas Haaretz. Since that is Shayach to Shlichus, therefore it's also Shayach to Tanai. Yeah. No. Again, we're talking about what is the topic, and we said that I can make a mecher and a tnai and a mecher. I can make a tnai and a matana. Here, the tnai was made in the nachala. We have a nachala that was promised to Klal Yisrael, and the tnai was made in that nachala. So the question is mechira shayach to shlichus? Is mecher shayach to shlichus? Is nachala shayach to shlichus? That's the question. That's the topic. That's the transaction. That was being limited by the tonight. Okay, yeah.
According to that model, I would have to say the other way that it's wrong. But if it's still in your hands, the whole level has to be on you, so then Shlichus should have worked. Whereas if it's not, it doesn't really matter about you. It's all on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then you can give it to somebody else to do it because really the level is on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you basically are doing nothing.
Who gives you the right to give it to someone else? I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that when this woman is Mizana, she's a Zona. But so she can make tell someone other woman's Mizana and she'll be a Zona. I mean, is this not in her hands? It's not in her hands. When you are the Balabas, this is your house. So you can make a Shliach to sell your house because you own the house. So you can make a Shliach to transfer your kinyanim to someone else. So when you're a Balabas over a certain realm, you can make Shlichus. That's Aleph Bet in Shlichus. Yeah?
That's surely what I mean. What the Yosef just says that there are, he does require even by Kalitza. If that falls in the Das category, would he hold that Shlichus would be allowed by Kalitza? How does it fit with
the Gemara says, that there's no Shlichus by Kalitza.
So how does it fit
And Mukha Yosef, it's difficult within the framework that we set up, right? Within Reb Chaim's models, the Mukha Yosef doesn't fit in. I don't know, it's kind of, he understood differently. Okay, what Rav Tzin dealt with last night in Shir, we never will get to on Daf Yud. We'll get to it, we'll see it then. But we'll continue straight now into the Sufis, just again, word from the sponsor. I am very, very pleased. I enjoy learning. I enjoy learning with you. But I would be very happy if many of you would attend Rav Tzin's Shir along with the Shir. I mean, if you get to the Shir, fine. Not if you leave the Shir. But the Shirim are not mutually exclusive. Okay, hopefully, not only will they not be mutually exclusive, but they will somehow also be mutually beneficial. But that, I can't read his mind. For Herzl, he's very, very good. He gave a Hachana Shir, I was told on Sunday, where he was Machabim, so a good number of the Hagiras who was being raised in his Tabura. But I'm not a Nava. Okay, Besulan Hisseis, let's read the Mishnah. Besulan Hisseis Liyom HaRavi, Va'amon Liyom HaChamishi, Shekamayim B'Shabos, Patelinim Yoshin Ba'yaros, Liyom HaShenu Liyom HaChamishi, Im Haya Lotanas Besulim, Hayamaskim Lebezdim. The topic of the Mishnah is quite clear. The topic of the Mishnah is that Chazal made takanot for times of Yisulim. One for Besula, one for Almana. What is somewhat strange in the syntax of the Mishnah, in the context of the Mishnah, what sort of out of whack, out of symmetry? Excellent. Only gives the time for the Besula, not for the Almana, A. And B, even the time that it gives for the Besula only explains why it's... It could just as well be Monday. In any way that the time opens up two options, or it could be Sunday. In other words, in any way that it doesn't explain it totally. Okay, those questions are dealt with in the Gemara and the Rishonim, we will get to them. But it's good that you raise them at this point. What the Gemara does bring, what the Mishnah does bring in terms of the reason for the Takana, is the concept of Tanas Besulim. So to understand this concept of Tanas Besulim, I have one of two options. Either to send you to Encyclopedia Talmudis, the volume Kaf, where you'll read 30 pages on Tanas Besulim, or to send you to the Rambam to sort of glance over the halachos, just to get an overview. And that's what I decided. Just to get an overview. But what did you see in terms of the ramifications of Tanat Besulim? What's the fallout of Tanat Besulim? What areas does it affect? When a husband comes and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzati, my wife was not a Besula when I married her, as I had expected. What does that affect? A, it affects the Ksuva, the amount of the Ksuva, that the Ksuva of a Besula is Masayim. And over here, what could his Tana do? What are the two options? What are the two options of what it could do? Take it from the 200 down to 100, or take it from 200 down to 0. On what basis? Nekartos. Okay, this depends on what she responds, etc., etc. That's what the Rambam points out. She says Bukas Eisa, she says Nivalti, etc. So one ramification of Tanat Besulim is Lahafsid of Suvasa. What's the other ramification of Tanas Besulim? The Osra Latzma. The Osra that we have, that if she was Mizana, and that could be one of the causes that she wasn't a Besula, then we move over into the realm of the Nistara V'Himitma'a. We have a limud in the Sefer Sota, that Kishem She'asura L'Ba'al, Kach Asura L'Bo'el, that she's Asura L'Ba'ala. When we say that over here, Imhaya Tanas Besulim, Haya Mashkim Lebez, that Chazal wanted to keep this Tanas Besulah fresh, they didn't want it to become jaded, they didn't want him to forget it, they didn't want her to convince him, etc. What were they concerned about, the Ksuva or the Yisr V'Heter? The Yisr V'Heter. The fact that he'll be Mevater to her and give her a Matayim Zuz, even though she's not a Besulah, that's between the two of them. Chazal don't get involved in Dini Mamanos. I mean, so someone goes into a store and orders a piano, and they deliver to his house a guitar. If he's happy with the guitar, fine. Chazal aren't going to make him go to this and, claim Mekachtos. If he's happy, he's happy. Everyone can be Mevata. Different people have different personalities. Masha'ein came in the world of Yisr V'Heter. Here Chazal, Softi V'Shokim Kemacha, here Chazal want to move into the fray. However, L'chora, we never get beyond, in the world of Tanas Besulim, beyond Safek. Right? In other words, it's a question of scenario. What scenario created this lack of besulim? There are scenarios that create a lack of besulim that create an iser of isha l'bala, and there are scenarios that may be involved in nekachos on the world of the ksuva, but have nothing to do with iser v'hetzer. What scenario would create iser l'bala? What two conditions are required? Actually, three conditions. A, that there have been bia, right, to a third party. B, that bia be. No. I'm talking about you're talking over on the level of onesh. I'm talking about the level of onesh. Huh? That be burata, as opposed to onesh. And C, tachta, that she already be an arusa. If we have a situation where a woman who is an arusa, namely tachta, is nizelet burata to a third party, that creates an Isur L'Ba'ala. Masha'en Kain, were she Ne'enesa? Tachtav. Or were she to be Baratzon pre-Tachtav? What we call in America premarital, right? It would be premarital. Then, that has relevance to the amount of the Ksuva, but has nothing to do with Isur L'Ba'ala. Correct? Okay. So the husband comes with a Taina. Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And we know that if we're going to add in a number of factors together, this can create an Isur L'Ba'ala. But what does the Gemara point out? Would Beis Din, on the basis of a Tainas Pesach Pasuach, actually asur a woman on her husband? Only if we get it down to one Safek. If we get it down to one Safek, then we have a Din, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. But as long as we have a Sveik Sveika, then she's Muteret L'Ba'ala. That's the Gemara, that's the first thing over here on the Tesem of Aleph. Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Ne'eman Lo'osrava, Va'amai, Sveik Sveikahu, Safek Tachtav, Safek Gein Tachtav, Izzi Tzilomar Tachtav, Safek Bonus, Safek Berotzah. So Tzrich Rabesh is going. Yivoyseim Rabesh is Yisrael, going to the Kibbutz Ba'avi, a Kedush and Pekusa Nivaz Gimel Tzana Miyom Echad. And if we knock one of the factors out of the equation, by Eish is going, Rotzon is irrelevant, by Pekusa Nivaz Gimel, there, Tachtav is irrelevant because it's always going to be a situation of Tachtav. Only a situation of Tachtav would create a Pesach Pasua. When you get it down to one Safek, then we have an Easter Leba'ala. No, so what's the mission talking about? In Hayalo, Kainas Pasulim, Hayamashim LeBezdin. He would come to Bezdin. In 99.5% of the cases, Bezdin would say, Mutarat Lecha. Whose question is this? Tosas is Kasha. In Tomar Ha Tenach Eishes Kohen Ol Papas in Bas Gimel, the 0.5% the Lech El Achad Sveika Kedimin Gemara. Then in those two situations, Bezin would pass in the Easter Mitzad Safek. Avo Bishar Nash and Ika Sveik Sveika Amai Tinas Liam Ravi. What will come out is coming to Bezin? Bezin will pass in the Heter. Omar Rabbi Natam. The Lo Pug Rabbanan Bitakanto. Umisham Eishes Kohen Aputin Bas Gimel Tiknu Vekohan Nashim Shinasu Biyom Dalin. Rabbi Natan finds himself painted into a corner, so he has no alternative but to finish the job. So he paints himself into the corner, that the whole takana over here was for the 0.5% of the population, and 0.5% of husbands living with wives be Easter, that is enough of a reason for Chazal to make a takana. And once they made the takana that it should stick, they made it l'gabi kulam. It's similar, if you want to Netilas Sedayim, according to the Mandama, that why do we wash our hands before eating bread? What's the day in the Gemara? Mishum Srach Tuma, that a Kohen who would want to eat Chulin V'Tahara, so he would have to wash his hands, that they shouldn't be Shlishi V'Tuma. So in order to be sure he'll wash his hands, we'll have Klal Yisrael wash their hands. Klal Yisrael wash their hands because of those individuals who want to stay V'Tahara. That's enough of a reason Chazal can make Takanas. Chazal had a certain view of Klal Yisrael, And they viewed us as being achrayi, everyone for his neighbor. So for generations, we've been washing our hands before eating. Other reasons as well. It's in this nekiyah and this gadit that you spend mechulei. But the basic reason the Gemara tells you is achtuma, in order that the kohanim remember to wash their hands. Right? So if everyone's washing their hands, they'll remember as well. So over here also, in order that we prevent these few husbands from living with their wives the Easter, we'll have every gesula get married on Yom Rishon. That's Rabbi Natan's understanding of the tekana. But clearly, who didn't understand that way? Rashi. Right? Rashi clearly did not understand that way. What does Rashi say? Umitoch shiyavo lebezin yizbar hadavar, kishiyetze hakol, shema yavo leidu. And it said Rashi was concerned by the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a sveik sveika. A sveik sveika is not going to create an Easter. He says, Nachinami, the sveik sveika won't create an Easter, but the sveik sveika will create a kol. And that kol can bring Eidim, and the Eidim will bring about the Easter. And namely, that they made the takana for all women, because in all women, even though we don't have the taina that would ask for them, we could have Eidim. And so, this is something that applies to all women. So Tosfos asked the Kasha and Rashi. What Tosfos is Kasha and Rashi? According to Tosfos, the Psak Bezdin will come about because of the taina. And then, it's expanded as a low pool to the entire world. According to Rashi, the Psak Bezdin will come about because of the Eidim. And that's why it expands to the whole world. What's up? This is Kashad Rashi. You have a Gemara in Daf Tes that says black and white that our Mishnah is a Raya that you have an Easter coming because of the Taina. That's according to Tosfos. Our Mishnah, according to Tosfos, is based on Eishes Kohen, inclusive of Gimel. So then, according to Tosfos, it's Kaftan of Sarah. But according to Rashi, if our Mishnah is concerned with Eidim, how can the Gemara bring a Raya that's concerned with the Taina? So Tosfos answers the question. Right, that the Taina will bring about the Eidim. Not every Taina brings about Eidim, only a Taina Mevureres. We see from our Mishnah that Bezin takes the Taina seriously. They don't tell him, well, you know, what makes you an expert in sex education, that you can say Pesach Pasul Matzati. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. You know, where's your source of knowledge? Bakulei. Bezin takes the Taina seriously. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. It's a Taina that Bezin takes seriously. But in Achinami, the Easter for most women would come about via Eidim. However, Tosfos, in my humble opinion, is missing the boat in terms of asking a question on Rashi. What question should a Tosfos ask on Rashi? Tosfos brought a Raya, asked a question from a Gemara. Gemara on Daf Tes is mashma that our Mishnah is built on a Taina, not built on Eidim. But what sort of question is there on Rashi? But the basic question is who? That's also a good question. We'll come to that. But what's the one question do you have? If we have something which is mutter, you have a sveika is mutter, so why bring to Desdin? And according to Tosfos, we're going to Desdin for those two women. Right? Desdin is dealing with the two women that are not sveika, that are suffik. We are suffik, the Raisa Lachumra, there we're going to go to Desdin. But according to Rashi, we're going to Desdin on a situation which is really mutter. However, if Eidim will come, then Lamafreya will see it's Aser. Why look for problems? Where do we have that when something is mutter, we ask for problems? If let's say I go into a store in Yerushalayim, and they serve me food, and a Mashiach tells me this store has a hefsher. I have to begin making a session. Maybe this Mashkiach is an Arab in disguise. Maybe he's a Mechalal Shabbat who's just out to make a living. Something is mutter, it's mutter. We have rules of the game. If we have a rule of the game, Sveik Sveika is mutter, Sveik Sveika is mutter. Why should Beis Din even deal with a situation which is a situation of Sveik Sveika? Why should we have a takana for a situation which is basically mutter? Al Fisfara we have a problem. So Kaneret Tosas didn't ask that, because he understood that Rashi had a shita. He disagreed. He understood that Rashi had a shita. What was Rashi's shita? That a Sveik Sveika she'efshel levarer is really not mutter. That a Sveik Sveika she'efshel levarer tzarech levarer. That's Rashi's shita. And Tosas disagrees. Tosas told the Sveik Sveika she'efshel levarer, you don't have to know Varan, that's why he had to come on to Aishas Kohen and to Ves Gimel. And we have over here Machlokas Rishonim as to what is the status of the Sveik Sveika She'ev Shelevarer. Is this the only place we find such a Machlokas Rishonim? So I sent you to Yerodea, but over there in Siman Kuf Yud, we find exactly this scenario. We have over there in Siman Kuf Yud, in the Ramah, a situation that's very, very common nowadays. Let's say you get a bag of frozen chicken, and you open the bag of frozen chicken, you defrost it, and you see, lo and behold, the wing is broken. The wing is broken. So you call the rabbi, what do? Rabbi, the wing of the chicken is broken. So the rabbi will tell you, well, how do you know when the wing was broken? Maybe the wing was broken when the worker in the factory pushed it into the bag. Maybe that when the chicken was alive, the wing was whole. After the chicken was already shefted, maybe that's when the wing was broken. So then you'll be persistent, and you tell the rabbi, that's a suffix, rabbi. I don't know. It's a suffix. Maybe yes, maybe no. How can I eat this chicken? It's a suffix d'oraisa. So the rabbi will say, there's no such thing as a trefa of a wing being broken. That's not a trefa. A trefa is if a lung was punctured. That's a trefa. And so, when we have a broken wing, when the animal is alive, we're afraid maybe the lung was punctured. But here we have a space faker. Suffolk, if this wing was broken during the lifetime or after death, and even if it's broken in the lifetime, who says it punctured the lung? A space faker is what this rabbi will tell you, go eat the chicken. Rabbi will tell you, go eat the chicken. What if you could be mevarer? What if you know the person who shefted this chicken? And you can go ahead and ask him, by the way, remember that chicken you shefted on Tuesday morning? Did you hold the wings? Did it feel funny to you, etc.? Do you have to mevarer? Could you say, no, since this chicken came to me after it's already shefted, I am now a sveik sveika. I can go ahead and eat the chicken without being mevarer. So that's the machlokas over here between the Ramah and the Rashba. The Ramah is Oth b'cheskas, even though we have an oth b'cheskas yisur omed, v'nishvar o nishmat gapo tzavi b'chaim lachar shlita. In tzilom ha-mechaim, shem o nikva hareya, yesh lahatir mikoach sveik sveika, aval pishi yesh levarer. We have a way of being levarer. We have the lungs. The lungs are on display in a museum. We can check the lungs. Yesh levarer, de b'dikas hareya, ein lochush. There's no reason to be mevarer. You're not going to mevarer when it took place. You're not going to mevarer if the lungs were pierced. The moment you have a sveik sveika, it's mutter, even though it's efshar levarer. That's the Ramah in the name of the Truma Sadeshet. comes on the Shach in the Kuntres Hasek Sveika Osam El Hay and says Ochein Harashba B'Chidusha Perak Elu Treifa Safta Nudim Al Kasaf Afilu Hecha Dika Sveik Sveika Sarak Dika Hecha Yecholun Lavarei Dei Abedika. He disagrees. Says if it lends itself to Bedika, you have to check. You can't be Samach on a Sveik Sveika. So it appears over here that Rashi is like the Rashba and Tosis is like the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay, fine. We have a precedent for Tosfos. We have a precedent for Rashi. The question is, what's the machlokus? What kind of machlokus is this? Why yes and why no? So to answer this question, I sent you, those of us who learned last year Yerideya, so this is Chazara, I sent you to Ramban in the Melchamos, in the beginning of Chulin, where the Ramban points out that in the world of Trefos, we have a bit of an anomaly. What's a bit of an anomaly? We know that there are how many trefos possible in a chicken? What? 18. Okay, there are 18 possible trefos in a chicken. 18 possible problems in terms of the chicken that can make a trefo. How many of them do we check? Out of these 18 trefos that are possible to check, we have a question of the brain membrane and the membrane of the stomach and the membrane of the liver and the membrane of this. How many of these 18 trefos do we actually check? One. Lungs. We check the lungs. So the question is, why do we check the lungs? We say, well, you know, it's maybe there's a hole. Maybe there's a hole in the brain membrane. So the Ramban says, what's the difference between the two? So the reason we don't check the brain membrane is we have a roof. Most animals don't have holes in their brain membranes. Also, why do we check the lungs of the chicken? So the Ramban over there distinguishes between two concepts: ruba with a niyud hamatzui and a ruba with a niyud shein hamatzui. A 99% roof and an 80% roof. If you have a 99% roof, no need to check. An 80% roof, you have to check. Parallel to that Ramban, in Siman Aleph of Yerideya, we have a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ra'ah. That generally we have a rule, Rov Mitzimei Tzoshita Mumkim Heim. That if you have someone who's holding a knife and wearing a white cloak in a Shachtois, you can assume he knows Hilchos Shchita, otherwise what would he be doing there? There are always fakers. Someone's going to write a book at the age of 70, you know, how I was a brain surgeon for 40 years and I never went to medical school, etc. Some can write a book, how I was a shofet for 70 years and never went to Hilchos Shchita. But we have a rove. Rove Mitzvah Meitzel Shchita Mumkim Heim. The question is, what if you're there in the Shachtois, and this shofet is sitting next to you, and he looks a bit, you know, sort of fishy to you, as a small yarmulke, I don't know, should you begin to ask him, like, what are the five Psulei Shchita? Like, what do you do if you have a nick in your knife? I mean, should you begin to get involved in these questions? He's right next to you. So the Machaber says, sure you should. If he's there, ask him. Don't be samach on a rov if you can ask him. And the Ra'ah says, no, you don't have to ask him. So the Gra claims, what's a machlokes? Machlokes is, what kind of rov do we have in the Shlachtos? Is it a 98% rov? You don't have to ask him. If it's an 80% rov, you have to ask him. What's going on over here? Isn't the rov a rov? Akarabim lahatos, that's a bezin of three. Two against three, that's 66%. Right? So if you sum up on 66%, you shouldn't be sum up at 80%. And so why over here do you have to ask, you don't have to ask? So he pointed out, and this we'll deal with later when we get the duck test, the Shesh Maisisa, that we have rovs and we have rovs. It's all going to happen one possible. Akarabim lahatos, that's the whole makar of rovs. But we have what's called a ruba de isa kaman, and we have what's called a ruba de lesa kaman. A ruba de isa kaman is, you have 10 falafel stores on King George. 9 of them have a hefsher, and 1 of them doesn't. And you find a falafel ball on King George. The question is, can you eat that falafel ball? Can you assume it came from the 9 stores that had a hefsher? The answer is, yeah, you can eat it. Akarabim lahatos, nimsa. You're allowed to eat it. Now, if I'll ask you, that falafel bowl that you ate, are you sure it was kosher? Are you certain 100% that it was kosher? And was that rove create a beer that it's kosher? Or do we say, no, I don't know if it was kosher or not, but God told me I can eat it. How would you understand that din of rov? You have 10 stores. 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is not kosher. You have 1 falafel bowl. It came out of one of these 10 stores. Before you pop it in your mouth, someone asks you a philosophical question. Is that kosher? Certainly kosher? Or are you eating it because God says Akharim Lahato? What will you answer him? If I will, you know, I can't say it's 100% kosher. I can't say I know it to be kosher. But I can say that I have a suffix. And God told me when I have a suffix, I'm allowed to treat it as though it's kosher. That's called the hachra. Namely, there's nothing in statistics that tell me that this is the reality. If they're going to say 80% is going to rain today, is that a reality it's going to rain today? It's statistics. According to past performances of clouds, 80% is going to rain today. So I have the right to take an umbrella, or an obligation to take an umbrella. Why? Because probably it's going to rain today. Not because it's definitely going to rain. The road doesn't create a birur. These are two phrases, the birur and a hakra'a. By aruba de'isa kaman, be it 9-1, be it 100-1, it's all statistics. It's basically either yes or no, but I have the right to behave according to statistics. That's the whole concept, those of you in physics, quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics works according to statistics, and it works. But it's not a reality. It's a way of dealing with the world. So that same, we have also aruba de isa kaman, it's called the hakra. What if I have, however, aruba de lesa kaman? Not a question of 9-1, etc. But we have a rule, most people are healthy. Most animals are healthy. Most women give birth after 9 months. Those are what's called aruba de lesa kaman. There's something that are somewhat part of the natural world. So let's say I pick a person at random out of a group. Can I assume he's healthy in terms of reality? Or is this only that I have the right to behave as though he's healthy, but I really don't know it? That's a chakira. That's a chakira we find as to whether Ruba de Lesa Kaman is a birur or a hakra. Comes on the Ramban and says it depends. A Ruba de Lesa Kaman of Miyachena Matsui, of 99%, that's a birur. A Ruba de Lesa Kaman of 80% of Yid HaMatsui, that's a hakra. So therefore, the brain membrane that's actually pierced, that's 99.9% naturally brain membranes are whole. So no need for me to check it. Even if I could check it. Why? Because I already have a viewer. The robe is a viewer. Masha'en came when we're dealing with the lungs, they were down to 80%. 80% is a Yid HaMatsui, that's a hakra. However, the moment you deal with hakra, if I can be mevarer, why be somech on a hakra if I can be mevarer? That's the machlokes between the ra'a and the machaber as well. According to the ra'a, rov shemitzel shlita mumchem heim is 99.9%. So I have a biur. I don't have to go asking questions. Asking questions to the biur, I already have a biur. The ruba, the lesser kaman, with a mi'at shena masi, that's a biur. Masha'en can point to the machaber, it's not a biur. It's only 80%, it's a hakra. If I have a hakra, I have an obligation to be mezarer. So this we could ask on every rule that we find in Chazal. Is this a birur or is this a machriya? We have a rule, sveiko drabonim lekula. Is that a birur or a hakra? What would you say? It's a hakra. The Chazal arbitrarily tells us we have the right to behave as a sveiko drabonim lekula. It's not that every sveiko drabonim really is lekula. We have the right to behave that way. What about a steak steaker? That's the machlokas between Musa Deshet and the Rashba. What between Rashi and Tosfos? Do we view steak steaker as a birur, or do we view steak steaker as a hakra? If steak steaker is a birur, so there's no need beyond the steak steaker to be mevarer. I already have a birur. It's like a ruba, the lesser kaman, with a miyachena matzu. If steak steaker is a hakra, so then, if I can't be mevarer, I'll be somech. But if I can be mevarer, I have an obligation to be mevarer. That's what Rashi is telling us. That since we have over here a sveik seika is a hakura, so Bezdin has an obligation to be mevarer. That's why Chazal made a takana. Masha'i can according to Tosfos, Bezdin have no obligation to be mevarer. And therefore, that's not a reason to make a takana. So why make a takana? Because of the suffix, because of Eishes Kohen, and because of Kusa Ibas Limo. So here we have then a machlokes and two sides of Machlokas. Now you could ask one step further, why should Sfeik Sfeika be Mavario as opposed to Achra? That'll have to wait till Duff says. Okay, that will depend as to what's the reason that Sfeik Sfeika is Mutter. We'll see that's Machlokas Rishonim. Just our regular Achas will say that if Sfeik Sfeika, the Rashba said of the Rishitasa, the Rashba holds that Sfeik Sfeika is really a rove. I have one Sfeik, 50-50, and then on the side of 50 that it's Usser, another Sfeik, 50-50. So I add it up, I have 75-25. 75 Leheter, 25 Leheter. If that's what we're learning, that's a Ruba, that's a Mir HaMatzuri. That requires Biru. So the Rashba B'Shitasa holds that it's Sfeik Sfeika, holds that it's Sfeik Sfeika, the Esher Levira, Tarif Levira, because it's no more than a Hapra. But if you learn Sfeik Sfeika, then it's not a Sfeik at all. If I have a Sfeik, it's not a Sfeik, namely I'm Burr, I have over here a Heter, so then there's no need to be Mevarer in other matters. Yeah, we learned a little this last year in Yeridea, that's why I'm just reviewing it relatively quickly, yes?
Is it a low foot? Is it a low foot of the Takana, or also if a regular Asian Israel, I mean, kind of school, the guy that comes to court? Or meaning the Takana of Baruch should also be the only guy having to come to court, otherwise, what did you come to the Takana? The only Sabbath marriage of Asian Israel.
Correct, correct.
So the Tosa says that the Takana is she has to be on the ballot, it's also including the fact that everybody has to come to court with the Takana school?
Yeah, because otherwise the Kohen won't come to court. The Kohen will only come to court if he knows that his neighbor Yisrael would have also come to court. In other words, that we, Chazal made a Takana in a way that we want to deal, we want to deal with the problem of the Kohen and his wife. The only way of dealing with that problem is via the local. Yes? So it's a very good question. So this is where I sent you to the Ran. As this explanation that we offered now for Rashi, this is basically the Ran. If you look in the Ran on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Ran brings in Rashi, brings in Tosis's question on Rashi, and then he says, "Veli nira divrei Rashi." He agrees with Rashi, and he explains Rashi. Something over here went off. He explains Rashi. The second thin line before the end, before it widens, the kevan shekain. The moment that this person has a taina, Israohi, her status is weakened. Va'alayhu debezdin rami lemekam ala demilsa itachtav i'ein tachtav. Va'af algar v'kri lo mishtakti sahade b'milsa shayel ba'ala nishim treisveki. Afilu hafi kevan de Israohi alayhu rami lemekam akushta b'milsa shema yisbarer hadavar v'yavo eidin. That a Sfeik Sfeika isn't a tabula rasa, it's not a clean table, it's not a birur. A Sfeik Sfeika is only a hachra'a, that if we have no alternative, we will pass him leheter. But once we have a Sfeik Sfeika, it means that we have over here an undermining of this woman's status. Once we have an undermining of her status, then alayhu de bezdin rami, then bezdin has an obligation to try and get to the bottom of the situation. Try to get to the bottom of the case. That's exactly what we're saying. That Sfeik Sfeika, She'efshe Levarer, Chayavim Levarer. Kevan Yisra'oi, Alayhu Andesdin, Romi Lemekam Akusha the Milsa. Zachiv Andesdin, to Mevarer Sfeik Sfeika, because the Sfeik Sfeika creates a Reusa. That's exactly what Reb Ruvain pointed out. That over here, that this woman before, she was, she had no reason to assume the problem. Once we have the Taina Pesach Pasua, this is Ma'arer her entire status. So even though the bottom line of Beis Din will be, if we can't find proof one way or the other, she's Mutter to her husband. However, they're obligated because of the earthquake that was created to be Ma'arer. Maybe there's something behind the time. Yeah. I don't I don't know if it goes that far, that Shaluz or Cheskas Kashrus, but what we do have over here is a situation where we don't have a Birur of Heter, all we have is a Hakra of Heter. And a Hakra of Heter creates an obligation on us to be Mevarer. Okay, all of this is fine and good if we're going to link Rashi with the Rashba. However, those people learned Yeridaya, you know, that Rashba sheet, that's a Das Yachid. And in the Pisrei Tshuva, it quotes that their day of the Akhman, even the Rashi was kosher bo. That even the Rashi was kosher bo. And so, it's a little hard to link Rashi with that sheet. So you can. I'm not saying you can't, and the Ram did. The Ram didn't say that those words. But the moment he says, Alayhu Rami, that's an obligation, that's a Chiyuv Levarer, that's what it appears can't come out of the Ram. That the Taina creates a Sveik Sveika, and that Sveik Sveika has to be Mevurar. That's a radius that requires Birur. However, there is an alternative way of learning Rashi, and I think it's better or worse, but it's an interesting alternative because it returns, takes us back to what we discussed in the Hakdamah here, and that's what I sent you to the Drush Tachidush in the name of Rav Shlomo Eger. That if we look on the Tet Amud Aleph, we have over there in the Gemara a Hava Mina, which to us appears to be a bit strange, but logically, it's certainly valid as a Havamina. The Gemara has a question of what creates Znut. Under what condition would a woman who is Mizana be forbidden to her husband? So they quote Rav Elazar. Ama Rav Elazar, Ein ha'isha ne'seres al bala, ela al iske kinu ustira ukamaisa shavaya. That they want to bring in the case of David and Bathsheba, that's the Maisa Shahaya, and say that when is a woman usher on her husband, when would the Bathsheba be usher on Uriah? Only via Kinoi and Stira. Only if she had been warned by Uriah, don't daddle, waddle, whatever it is, with David. And then we find that she was Miyachid with David. That combination is what we call Raglayan Ladavar. That creates enough of a suspicion to asher on her husband. So the Gemara was bothered. It's Ispura. Nice as Shahaya, the Kinyan Vestira. How Uriah was out in a war. There was no Kinyan Vestira over here with David. Zod, Yasru, and Bechlav. Whoever said Bathsheba was asher on Uriah. Hello, Kasha. Hachi Kamar. That's simply the rendition of Rav Elazar was a bit mangled over here to change it. Ein isha ne'eseret al ba'ala ela al iske kine yustira mi ma'aseh shahaya shahaya kine yustira below yustira. So we see that had there been kine yustira, there would have been mikoma kamkasha kine yustira in pesach pasuach lo v'tameh kine yustira in eidim lo ela hafikama ein. Now the third and final rendition. Ein isha ne'eseret al ba'ala ve'eid echad ela bishnei eidim. And then it gets involved in Pesach Pasuach. Namely, that we have over here an option in the Gemara that in order for a woman who's Mizana to be also her husband, we have one of two scenarios. Either we have Kinoi V'Stira, this Raglayim L'Davar, with one aid that had there been Yichud, or we have two aidim that there was Snut. We have two aidim that there was Snut. Those are the only two ways of creating a zonah. What comes out, look over here in Tosfos. Tosfos points out, Umi Omar Rav Elazar, Hachi Omar Rav Elazar, etc. Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomar." The first Tosfos, "Mi amar Rav Elazar." V'yesh lomar, the sfira leva hamakshon. That this hamin of the Gemara holds. The ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. The afilu ra adam shezinsa ishto, rak shelo hayasham edim, lo hayasa ne'eseres alav. That at this point the Gemara holds that Znut, the concept of Znut, that a Zona is usher on her husband, would only be via what sort of Adim? Adibir or Adikiyam? Only via Adikiyam. Only if we have two Adim that she was Mezana. And we, even if we know she was Mezana, the husband saw this nut with his own eyes, she's Muteret on him. Why? Because there were no Adikiyam. And in the same way that there's no Gitin Vikadushin without Adikiyam, even if the husband and wife tell us, but I gave the gift, but I married her, that's irrelevant, there weren't Adim. We have over here a day in the Gemara that you cannot create Snut without Adikiyam. And when we spoke about earlier, that we have these two tracks, and we said that Gitin Vikadushin is one track, Achlitza is the second track, and we gave the example of Znut as the second track, that a woman goes through certain motions, and then the Mela, she has the same Zona from her husband. We have a day in the Gemara that in order to create a Zona, it requires Adikiyam. And so what Shlomo Eger offers is that maybe over here, that's a Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi wants to learn our Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, even like this Makshan. According to our Pesach Halacha, a woman is Asur on her husband if she was Mizana. And if the husband has a suspicion that she was Mizana, she's Asur on him. Sabek derayis l'chumra. If he knows she was Mizana, certainly she's Asur. If he has suspicion she was Mizana, Pesach Hatzua, she's also Asur. Mitzara Sateik, Seik, etc. That's the Pesach of the Gemara. However, the Gemara has a Havamina that maybe Znus is only via Edim. And then, that's why Rashi says, Sheyavo lebezdin, Shema Yavo'u Edim. Namely, the Shema Yavo'u Edim is that what would create a Zona. Not that the Taina would create a Zona. The Pesach, the Maskana of the Gemara, is the Taina creates a Zona. Or at least a Sateik Zona. But the Havamina of the Gemara is that you require Dafka Edim. If you require Dafka Edim, what is Man Damar? So why would a Vesula get married in Yom Revi? So you mashkin the Beisdin, the Yetzei Hakol, the Shema Yavo Edim, and these Edekirim would answer her. Okay, so this is it's a different direction. Not, in other words, we're not dealing over here on the level of the Taina being a Safek, a Seitzek, etc. We're saying that the only time you're going to have a Zona is via Edut. Edut means over here Edim Lekiyim HaDavar. And thus this is language, Afilu Ra'a Adam Shizim Sa'ishto. And therefore, this Adam who's calling Pesach Pasulach is no better than the Ra'ah. So what does he do? He comes to Bezin and says, I'm suspicious my wife is a Zona. So Bezin looks for Edekiyum to know whether his wife is a Zona or not. That would be the question behind the Tashana. Anyway, it's a different approach, totally. It takes us out of the realm of Sfeik Sfeika, totally. But it brings us into a Havamina, which again brings us back to the Hakadama, which Isurim come under which models? Deitim v'kedushin is here, Chalitza is here, where is Isurim, where is Nus, etc. So within Znut, we have two deos as to whether Znut requires Edekiyum or doesn't require Edekiyum. Okay, let's move over to the Gemara. I think that's pretty much what we have with the Mishnah. Yes? No, Adim only come to Bezdin. Now, it's according to Rosh Shlomo Eger, not because of the Sfeik Sfeika, but we, in other words, if we have a question as to whether a woman is a Zona, the only way of knowing is by coming to Bezdin and having Bezdin bring Adim.
But what kind of question?
It's
a question based on the
Sfeik Sfeika. It's not a question, in other words, again, we're assuming that even by Nisha's Kohen over here, even had there been a Sfeik, the Cholzot, the Taina wouldn't have asked her on her husband. Is that the point? And what he's saying over here, it's not like we're distinguishing between Ashes Kohen, you have one Sfeik and the Mishnah is understood. And by regular when you have two Sfeikos, you have to come on to the Shema Yavo'u Edim. We're saying, yeah?
But the question is, what basis do we need in order for this man to have to go to bed? Is it a question of one Sfeik, when the Tosfos, or when you're actually, maybe he's concerned about the situation when there's a Sfeik?
But this is even where the man has no Sfeika. The man, Ra, he knows the woman was Mizana. He lives with her, and she told him. She was known that she was Mizana. It doesn't get off the ground. In other words, according to Rosh Hashanah, what Rashi is doing is trying to explain the Mishnah, Aliva de Makshan. To learn the Mishnah, Aliba, you know, where it's that we have a tiny Pesach Pasuah, we can learn like Tosas, that we have cases of Safek, and in Sveik Sveik and Achani, there wouldn't have been a Takana. However, the Takana, Rashi wants to explain the Takana, even according to the Mando Amar, that you would just require Adin. Totally out of the realm of Safek and Sveik Sveik. So, let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Neima, Amar Basul, and Yisaisli, Amar Ravi'i, Lafisha Shaninu. I should ask, in order to find the Kamos, did you finish page 2? Or you got up to the middle? Who finished the page 2? Who didn't finish page 2 yet? Stop over here. Finish page 2. Okay. What over here, what you should just think of when you learn the Gemara, the phrase Neima Amru, Besula Nisais, what does that phrase mean, Neima? Rashi has one perish, Tosos has another perish of Neima. Then we're going to bring in the Sugya of. Higiyas Mangalon Nisu, what is the nature of that din of Higiyas Mangalon Nisu, Ochos Nishavo? It's not focus we've shown him. I see a quote over here, Tosos Harid makes somewhat of an interesting shara, sort of an Eru Ve'eru Divrei Elohim Chayim. Okay, that will take us down to the Vasika. But I'd like on, today is Wednesday, but I'd like on Sunday, to do with you is to learn, I'll give you another page of Makaros. Okay. What I'd like to do is certainly through number one. Number one gets us down to the two dots on Beis HaMikdash. And the question is trying to understand all the intimacy lomars in the Gemara. What are the sides to this way? What are the sides to this way, etc.? That we'll see. Then number two over here is an independent sugya to a certain degree, and that's the concept of chupas nida that is brought in over here by the Ran because it mentions pirsa nida. Whether we'll get to that on Sunday or not, that depends as to, I'd like to, if possible, it depends as to how you go to the Marim HaKomos. That's number two. Those are the Marim HaKomos in terms of Kufas Nida. Is it a problem Chatzilu, a problem Diyevet? Does it possible the Nisun, etc.? So that if we don't do on Neder or Yom Rishon, we'll get to that a little later on. In other words, that this will pretty much clear the deck for moving into the Sugya of Enonis Begitim, which is the first large sugya that we'll be dealing with, taking us from the base and the base through the bottom of Shaf Gimel. Okay? That's it. Continuing in our Shas Katan, I haven't seen the Dinyan of Onas, Dinyan Pihari Gal Yavor.